It's the end of the school day at Forest Park Elementary School in Fort Wayne. Students are running past teachers to their buses.
We're not running. Get that out of your mouth. Get that out of your mouth.
But there are fewer students getting on fewer buses this year. Like many districts across the state, Fort Wayne Community Schools made cuts to its transportation budget after state-mandated property tax caps went into effect a few years ago. Those living between 1 to 2 miles from elementary, middle, and high schools are now required to walk or get a ride.
So somebody's got to get up and drive them over and drop them off or walk them or whatnot.
Patrick Herber sent his oldest daughter to kindergarten in Fort Wayne this year.
There's not too many parents, at least that I'm aware of, that are going to let their kindergartners walk all by themselves when it's dark and below freezing, you know, up to a mile to go to school. It just doesn't happen.
The state legislature capped property taxes in 2010. This effectively cut a big chunk of money from school budgets. In Fort Wayne, the district lived off its cash balance for a few years, but it finally had to cut $2.5 million from its transportation fund in 2015. Statewide in the last 5 years, a handful of districts have looked into canceling their bus service altogether, and many others cut language programs or staff because of the tax caps.
But what it does for the taxpayers is also an even grander reason to support it. So
The property tax cap was a Republican-led initiative. In 2010, the General Assembly made the caps a permanent part of the state constitution, and almost 75% of voters approved it.
It is passed.
And now, Republican Senators Luke Kenly, Ryan Mishler, and Liz Brown authored a bill that explicitly aims to support school transportation with money from a different type of property tax.
Kenley, Miller.
The bill frees up property taxes from TIF districts, money earmarked to help redevelop rundown areas of a city or build up underdeveloped parts, not to fund school buses. This is Senator Liz Brown.
And for example, if all the TIF dollars in my district were available for the schools, it would be $750,000 roughly. Now, some of them will be committed to projects in the community, but if they're not, this allows the redevelopment.
So the tax dollars collected for another project could be transferred to fund school transportation instead. This has been done in a number of districts across the state, but Brown says it's not legal in all municipalities, and Senate Bill 280 would open this option to everyone. However, it's not clear how much help the bill will actually provide to school corporations if passed. Fort Wayne Community Schools could ask for the $750,000 Brown is hoping for, but that's almost all of the city's TIF money. Greg Leatherman oversees TIF money in Fort Wayne and says while it might become legal to transfer some of that money, he can't confirm the schools would get $750,000.
No, I do not know where that number came from. And I know that even if it was an accurate number to reflect all the increment that came, a significant portion of that increment couldn't be used for this problem because it's already committed to something else.
School officials see another problem. If the district did get the money, the $750,000 would not replace the 50 buses they sold after last year's cut of $2.5 million. Fort Wayne School Board Vice President Julie Hollingsworth says while TIF money might be a start, it isn't a long-term solution. The district would have to ask the city for it every year, so...
Because of that, you can't budget for it. It would be irresponsible of us to say, well, we hope we're going to get that money, so we're going to add 25 bus routes next year. And then be faced with the possibility where we'd have to, you know, cancel them again.
The city has looked into ways to make walking to school safer, like funding more sidewalks. And Fort Wayne kindergarten parent Patrick Herber is hopeful lawmakers will find a solution soon.
If the question is, would I be willing to pay higher property taxes for it, I suppose I probably would because I'm paying more now because my wife has to twice a day jump in a car and drive over to the school and pick up the daughter and sit in line and do all those things. So at the end of the day, I'm sure I'm paying more than the property taxes would go up.
After passing the Senate, the bill now rests in the House, where its chances of passing are good. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.